If another nation sends fighter planes to dive bomb your naval fleet, you can be pretty sure it's an act of war. In the age of cyber attacks, though, it's a little tougher to know exactly what constitutes an act of war. But it's a question of growing importance. South Dakota Senator Mike Rounds thinks the administration ought to define a cyber act of war, and he's introduced legislation to do just that. He joins me now. Senator, good to have you on.
Thank you very much. Appreciate the opportunity to visit.
So tell us about this piece of legislation you've introduced. What precisely would it do?
It requires that within 6 months, the administration put together a plan to lay out a professional's definition of an act of war in cyberspace. We know right now that if the military is attacked using cyber as the weapon, that they can defend themselves. The real question is, what happens if it's an American business? What happens if it's the infrastructure that civilians depend upon? Communications, transportation, water supplies. We know they've tried to get into the operating systems of dams in the state of New York. What happens if they succeed? And at what point should the military, using the capabilities that they do have or may have in the future, at what point are they automatically able to respond to defend against such an attack? And if such an attack does occur, at what point can they respond to stop a second attack? Those attacks occur in milliseconds. So waking up the president in the middle of the night does not work in a case like this, and it's better to be prepared to have the plans laid out and understand and have those bad actors out there understand that certain things would be considered an act of war, and they better think twice about doing it because there would be a response.
And recent testimony from some of the Defense Department leaders showed that they weren't really all that certain about how to respond should something that egregious occur.
That is correct. As a matter of fact, we had in front of our Senate Armed Services Committee, we had Director of National Intelligence James Clapper and Lieutenant General Vincent Stewart, who is the Director of the Defense Intelligence Agency. And we asked him whether or not it would be helpful to define an act of war. General Stewart replied, saying that he thought it would be extremely helpful to have a clear definition of what constitutes cyber events versus acts of war. He went on to say that if we get much fuller definition of the range of things that occur in cyberspace, and then start thinking about the threshold where an attack is catastrophic enough or destructive enough that we define it as an act of war, he then said that he thought it would be extremely useful. So that was the basis for coming back in and laying out at least a plan to ask the professionals who would have to respond to put together and to lay out so that those people out there that are the bad actors from other countries, they understand that there are some thresholds that if they pass them, that there will be a response.
And how can you ensure that this or any administration keeps the politics out of this? Because, you know, there are nations where that are really not in the United States' favor that we are nevertheless dealing with right now who are perfectly capable of doing this kind of thing. And so how do you make sure that regardless of where it comes from or how we feel about a particular country, that response would be there?
Good question. Part of it, he says, is that you have to rely on the executive branch of government to do so. That is their role, and you take that risk if you want to call it that, but you also have to assume that in any executive branch of government, regardless of who is in charge of the administration at that time, would see the good faith effort and the need to do so. I personally think that regardless of whether it's the current administration or whoever is in control of the next administration, they're going to have professionals within the Defense Department, within the intelligence agencies, who will recognize and say, this is worthwhile doing, because at some stage of the game, we're going to be faced with having to make these decisions. And do we want to do it at the time with the afterthought of saying, look, the event has already occurred and we could have prevented it, but we didn't have the right to step in? Or do we want to start right now thinking about all of the different scenarios that could occur, define what they are, when they are an act of war, and when we can immediately respond and set it up to be one of those automatic responses in those milliseconds that it takes to perhaps protect the infrastructure that could otherwise be permanently damaged. So I don't think it's so much going to be a matter of the politics of which country does it. It's going to be a matter of what are the events that we have to protect against, regardless of who the outlier is that's creating the problem in the first place. And I don't think it's going to matter whether it's this administration or the next administration. I think there's going to be an interest in trying to resolve it in advance.
Because in some cases, attacks originate in the territory of a given country, but we really can't be sure whether that country's government is actually behind it.
One of the biggest challenges we're going to have is determining who is the perpetrator of the event. But that doesn't mean it's impossible, and it doesn't mean that we shouldn't try to defend against it in the first place. I think we will in the future have the capabilities to acknowledge or at least to see certain events coming. And if that is the case, regardless of where they come from or through which perhaps even friendly companies' cyber networks, when they come through, at least to be able to stop it from getting into our infrastructure, whether it be military or civilian, and then to make the decision about how to strike back if necessary, recognizing, and in many cases, if there are identifying features in that cyberware that's being laid out, that may very well point to who the actual perpetrators are. But that will be part of the question that we've got to be able to answer. I'd rather be talking about it now than after an event. And I'd rather be trying to prepare for it now than to be unprepared and trying to do catch-up after an event.
We're speaking with Senator Mike Rounds from South Dakota. And do you see this as a job that would fall to, say, the National Security Council? And do you see the Joint Chiefs of Staff being part of this? Or how do you see it playing out?
I would see it as being, we've laid it out so that it is the executive branch through the President of the United States, but most certainly the national security agencies. Also, the Department of Defense, and that would mean the Joint Chiefs. This is not something that you want to do without having a fully coordinated and understood decision-making process. It is not something that Congress should simply dictate. This is one that needs professional expertise. It's one that we need people that work in the field to share with us so that we're not tying their hands, but rather we are giving them an opportunity to respond in the most efficient method. And these technologies are going to change constantly. We don't want to write laws that limit them in terms of the types of responses. We want to give them the flexibility to be able to respond the most appropriately way, or the most appropriate and modern way that they can. And that means simply directing the policy at the congressional level, but laying out what the possibilities are for the direct actions, leaving that back with the appropriate professionals. Military, most certainly. Intelligence, most certainly, but in a coordinated fashion. Let's talk about it before it happens. Let's get those organizations, and I think they're looking for the direction, but you can't do it unless you're authorized to do it. And that's what this legislation would do. I think other parts of the world, I think there's a discussion about what is cyber warfare. But in the United States, we really don't have that yet. I think we need to lead the way. I think we need to be in a position to respond to those cyber attacks and make that definition so that if it is an opportunity for the military and for our intelligence agencies to be able to see it in advance and stop it, that they're not trying to wake the president up in the middle of the night to get permission to make that defensive stop or that offensive attack that could stop a crippling attack on our civilian infrastructure. That's what this is all about. It's trying to think this stuff out in advance and giving the professionals the tools they need to do their job.
And what is your legislative strategy for this? Will this be part of the NDAA that the Senate is still crafting for 2017, or a standalone bill?
Well, we will have a standalone bill, but in many cases, you have better luck if you can get it included in the NDAA. And, you know, the NDAA is one of those pieces of legislation that moves every single year. So if we can convince our colleagues on both sides of the aisle that this is important, and if we could get it included in the NDAA, I think that'd be a great way to move.
And do you have any support from Democrats at this point?
I do. In fact, one of my original co-sponsors is Senator Angus King. And Senator King and I have spoken. We're on the same wavelength, and both of us serve on the Armed Services Committee. And, you know, I think there's a good possibility, but you never know until you're done with the markup whether or not you're going to get included in it.
Senator Mike Rounds is a Republican from South Dakota and a member of the Armed Services Committee. Thanks so much for joining me.
Appreciate the opportunity today.
You can read more and share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive and click share with friends.